Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What a night last night for a lot of high school football teams. Round one of the playoffs is officially behind us here in South Carolina. Welcome into the Saturday morning scramble. I'm Cole Bryson. Jed Blackwell joining me here in just a few minutes. Glad that you're with us this morning. If this is your first time riding down 85 or wherever you are, Spartanburg, Greenville, Clemson, Anderson, welcome into the program. This is the Saturday morning scramble right here on ESPN Upstate. 2 hours of high school football coverage from last night. And we'll also look ahead to next week's games each and every Saturday right here on the Saturday morning scramble. Myself and Jed Blackwell, again, Jed will be with us in just a few minutes. I am the play-by-play voice of the Burns Rebels. The Rebels lost a tough one last night. We'll get into that. But let's go through some scores and tell you who won last night and who lost. I do want to remind you, the Saturday morning scramble, each and every week, brought to you by our friends at Founders Federal Credit Union. That's foundersfcu.com. I'm a member. I would encourage you to be as well. That's foundersfcu.com. Learn more today. Again, Founders, proud title sponsor of the Saturday morning scramble right here on ESPN Upstate. Lower your rate or cash in. Again, all you need to do is relax with Founders, powered by Founders Federal Credit Union. Let's hit some scores from last night. Camden, the Bulldogs, had a high-scoring football game. They squeaked one out last night over Brooklyn Casey, 52-44. That is your final score from Camden, as the Bulldogs are for real. Eastside beat Wade Hampton last night, 54-28. Pendleton over Southside last night, 45-28. Oh, man, let's keep going down this list. I'm looking at a lot of scores from the lower part of the state, so bear with me. Marion over Andrew Jackson last night, 33-21. Dutch Fork had no trouble with Somerville last night. The Green Wave season comes to an end, 42-7. Dutch Fork over Somerville. South Point over Greenwood last night, 34-31. Orangeburg, Wilkeson 10, Lower Richland 0. That was the final from last night. Christchurch advances to round two with a 42-14 win over North Central. The Chesney Eagles, the region champs, man, Jed and I have talked how that one was going to be so tough with Newberry. They squeaked one out. 14-12 is the final score there. Chesney over Newberry last night, 14-12. Northwestern takes down Hillcrest, 51-21. Again, the Trojans, they're playing some good football this year. Paige Walford has those guys playing at a different level, let me tell you. 51-21, final Northwestern over Hillcrest. Carolina Forest over Goose Creek last night. Carolina Forest 35-28 over Goose Creek. Daniel, a 32-point win over Chester, 62-30 last night. Daniel over Chester. Gilbert over Lake City last night, all over Lake City, 48-12. BHP over Emerald, 26-6. Gaffney over Burns, 35-21. You heard that game right here on ESPN Upstate. Carver's Bay over Baptist Hill last night, 33-8. Thomas Hayward, 48. Dylan Christian, 20. North Augusta took down May River, 20-13. Wren defeated Fairfield Central last night. Man, oh, man, 28-26. What a game I heard that was. 28-26, the defending state champs, Wren, over Fairfield Central, 28-26. 26. The Chapman Panthers still without blemish. 38-0 win last night for Chapman over Powdersville. Wahala over Legion Collegiate, 41-18. Riverside beat J.O. Mann last night, 38-10. Ashley Ridge defeated Conway, 27-7. Irmo took down Westside. I think the biggest surprise of the night for me was right there. The Westside Rams, as good as they were this season, their season comes to an end in the first round of the playoffs. Irmo, 43. Westside, 35. I hate that for Scott Early and those guys over at Westside. Hammond over Augusta Christian last night, 31-0. AC Flora over TR, 41-0. Oceanside Collegiate, 31-26 over Ainer. Southside Christian all over C.A. Johnson, 50-6. Let's see. I'm hitting a lot of statewide scores, so hang with me. Sumter over Berkeley, 34-13. How about this? River Bluff takes down Fort Dorchester, 14-12. Woodmont defeats Pickens last night, 42-27. T.O. Hanna takes down Ridgeview, 28-20. Is that all of them? Am I missing? Nope. Dorman, a huge one last night over at Dorman High School. The Dorman Cavaliers absolutely rolled over Bowling Springs last night in the first round. As lopsided as a playoff game as I've seen in a long, long time first round matchup, who we thought was going to be a good game. 48-0, Dorman over Bowling Springs. North Myrtle Beach won last night, 41-12 over James Island. Landrum, in a non-playoff game, took down Liberty last night, 42-14. Woodruff over Palmetto, 34-13. Gray Collegiate over St. Joseph's, 47-22. And Abbeville defeated Batesburg Leesville last night, 56-0. Man, I'm hitting a lot of statewide scores. I did not realize. I feel like I said more scores than I realized. But that's it. That is all the scores from last night. So wrapping up, getting you caught up on your team if you missed it. I'll do it again in hour number two. But those were all the scores from last night in those games. And Jed and I will get into those games. Want to let you know, coming up on the program in just 5 minutes, we're joined by the head football coach of the Chapman Panthers, Harry Cavanis. He had a big win last night for Chapman in the first round of the playoffs. We'll talk to Coach Cavanis at 8:15. At 8:30, we're joined by our good buddy Charles Wyatt from the Gaffney Indian WZZQ broadcast. Charles is the sideline reporter for the Indians. We'll talk to Charles at 8:30 about the big win last night. Again, you heard that game right here on ESPN Upstate, but we'll get Charles's perspective from a Gaffney Indian perspective on the big win for the Gaffney Indians. Thomas Ryan, you know him as the head basketball coach of the Dorman Cavaliers, but he also serves as a color commentator for the Dorman radio broadcast. He'll join the program at 9 a.m. to talk about the big win for the Dorman Cavaliers as they rolled Bowling Springs last night, and I mean rolled Bowling Springs. So the brackets are, I tell you what, with less teams in the playoffs, you look at the brackets that are already filled out. Man, oh, man, the Upper State Championship's next week. Not this coming Friday, but the next week is what I'm saying. This playoffs won't last long with a shortened round. In 5A, here are your 5A matchups for this Friday. Again, Jed and I will get into these a lot more in detail coming up on the program. But next Friday night, Gaffney will be hosting T.L. Hanna. So the Gaffney Indians, after beating Burns, will host T.L. Hanna at the reservation. That one should be a fun one. Northwestern, the Red Hot Trojans, 51-21 last night over Hillcrest. They'll host Dorman. And I know Northwestern's good, but I definitely feel that Dorman has the capability of going on the road here. In my opinion, we're looking at a Dorman-Gaffney rematch for the Upper State Championship. Not only a rematch from this year, but a rematch from last year, which was the Upper State Championship. So, man, a lot of big games coming up. Dutch Fork will be hosting Carolina Forest in the lower part of the state, and Sumter will be hosting River Bluff. Man, that looks like Dutch Fork's to lose down there. I don't see anybody getting in their way. All right, we take a break and we come back on the other side. We're joined by the head football coach himself of the Chapman Panthers. Panthers had a huge win last night in the first round of the playoffs to advance to the second round. We'll talk to Harry Cavanaugh up next right here on the Saturday Morning Scramble, powered by Founders Federal Credit Union on ESPN Upstate.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back with you on the Saturday Morning Scramble right here on ESPN Upstate. Glad that you have decided to join us this morning. 2 hours of high school football coverage that you can't find anywhere else right here on ESPN Upstate. Cole Bryson, Judd Blackwell with you this morning. We welcome in our first guest of the program. His name is Harry Cavanaugh. He's the head football coach of the Chapman Panthers. Coach, congratulations on the big win last night, and good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. A 38-0 win for the Chapman Panthers last night. You have a Powdersville team who, you know, we knew a little bit about. But, Coach, going into last night's game, the game plan and the preparation, did you and this coaching staff honestly feel like it could be a rout like it was last night?
No, not at all. They've got some dynamic players on offense, you know, three or four of them that at any point they could score at any time in the game. So we knew that going in, and we knew defensively they were going to keep us in front of them the whole time. And they were going to make us drive down the field and be patient, which they did.
Harry Cavanaugh is the head football coach of the Chapman Panthers, joining us on the program this morning. Chapman with a 38-0 win over Powdersville. Coach, when you look at this Chapman team, there's actually been a couple of different formulas for success this season. We've seen a lot of different variations with this Chapman team in different formations. What worked well for the Panthers last night?
You know, again, just, you know, offensively, just taking what they gave us. You know, just be patient in what they were giving us, and then every once in a while we're going to break one, and that's what we did. And defensively, we kind of turned up the pressure, I guess you want to say, a little bit, and we played a lot more man coverage last night than we normally do, and that was really beneficial for us.
Coach, your quote to my guy last night was, they wanted that zero.
Wow.
How much does it mean to that defense to put up that zero? You were so close against Clinton at a game that I was at, but to finally break through and get that shutout, what does that mean to those guys?
Oh, I mean, it means a ton to them. You know, and it's never about a one side or the other thing. It's always about the win, and that's all that matters. You know, with our offense, you know, playing as many snaps as they do, we actually end up playing more snaps on defense too, where we're going to be a little bit more tired, or we're going to give up some big plays. And last night they really dug in, and they felt it, and you know, but they kind of fed off of that and knew there was a chance for that, and they, you know, they really fed off of that, like I just said, and they were really excited after the game. They finally get that zero on the board.
Coach, when you look at the history of Chapman over recent years, you've had some incredible quarterbacks, and we've talked to you about it several times. But when you look back on a year so far that Drew Settle's had, wow! What do you say about his performance, filling in the shoes that he has here at Chapman?
Yeah, you know, and I hate using the word fill in the shoes. You know, he was just the next man up, and
that's right.
He's been Drew Settle, and that's all we've asked him to do. We haven't asked him to be anybody else. We've asked him to be Drew Settle, and he makes us go. There is no doubt about it. I would, you know, and I'd be hard pressed to find someone else as mean as much as he does to our football team as, you know, anybody else around. You know, he had some big guys go down early. You know, early in the year we lost Carlos Parks. You know, after a few games,
yeah.
One of the most dynamic guys around. Offense didn't skip a beat. You know, we didn't have Walt Waddell the last two games, and you know, and our offense has not skipped a beat. And a lot of that goes back to Drew Settle, and just again taking what the defense gives him, understanding what's in front of him. I couldn't be more proud of him.
Coach, before we let you go, we know that you have a huge one coming up next week. When we saw the playoff brackets come out, everybody kind of eyeballed that second-round potential matchup, and we're going to get it. It's y'all's place next Friday night, Daniel and Chapman. I know it's Saturday morning, it's early, but do you know anything? Have you seen any film? What do you know about this really good Daniel football team?
They have playmakers everywhere. They're very well coached. You know, offensively, they have a few quarterbacks. You know, I think they have a couple Clemson coaches' sons playing over there. You know, they're going to be coached up really well, so that's always fun to see. And then defensively, their defensive front reminds us a lot of ourselves and the way they get after it and stuff. So it's going to be a fun game. Coach Rooster does a great job over there. You know, I really respect everything that he's doing over there. So it's just going to be a fun atmosphere. And, you know, it stinks it's on a year like this because I think it'd be a standing room only type of game. But, you know, there's still going to be a loud crowd there, and it's going to be a fun game for both of us.
Is there anything that Daniel does? I mean, I know they have a great offense, and you said they have playmakers everywhere. But I know they've been a program that's been, you know, historically dominant in the upstate. Is there anything that they do that makes them stand out? I mean, how long have you known about this Daniel team, and do you have any experience coaching against them, Coach?
You know, zero coaching against them or whatever. We've seen them when I was at Malden. We'd see them, you know, in a jamboree here or there. But nothing crazy. You know, they're really well coached. They're really well coached. And they're going to take whatever that you give them, and they're going to exploit it. So you got to be real careful of that. And again, they're a traditional, you know, football school where they know winning, you know, and they know how to win. So we understand that, and, you know, we're excited about that opportunity to play them next week.
That's Harry Cabanis. He's the head football coach of the Chapman Panthers. Coach, congratulations on a huge win last night for your team, and best of luck Friday night. We'll see you there, and we'll talk to you again soon, Coach.
Yes, sir. We're excited.
That's Harry Cabanis, the head football coach of the Chapman Panthers. Jed, what a win last night.
Huge win.
38-0.
Yep.
Now, I know Powdersville struggled the week before.
0-0 in the playoffs at this stage, because we talked about this last week. This is the second round of the playoffs.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The wheat has been winnowed, as the old saying goes. This is what the second last night was what the second round would typically look like.
A lot of good matchups.
You get those good matchups. A zero in the playoffs is significant. I don't care who you're playing.
You know, the fun thing about it for Chapman is their offense over the past few years has been just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And their offense is still really good. It may not be on that level, but let me tell you, I don't know that. I mean, you know better than I do, Jed. Think back. I mean, has there been a year in recent years where Chapman's had this impressive of a defense?
It's flown way under the radar a couple times. The defense in 18, when they didn't win it, was a really good defensive team. Last year, of course, they played lights out.
Right.
Has there been a time when you in recent memory when you put Chapman on the field and you said, hey, they got the three best defensive guys on the field.
Right.
And this year they do.
And there hadn't been a time. I mean, you're right. Those past defenses have been incredible, but this defense just seems to be dominant. I mean, just straight dominant. And they've been.
When you can go at all three, well, I say all three levels. Andrew Colasurdo is a rhinoceros on roller skates.
And
has played some defensive back. He's played some safety, so I'm saying all three levels. He's a linebacker now.
Right.
But when you've got three guys like Gabe Watkins and Andrew Colasurdo and Camden Gray.
Good luck.
And they've got plenty of complimentary guys around them. They've got plenty of guys who do outstanding things around them. Andrew Melton
right.
has had wonderful games a couple times
right.
I've seen them. Had a pick six last night. Rowe is a young man's last name. Chapman's got the pieces all over the place. Now they're going to need every one of them Friday night.
Every bit of it. Every bit of it.
Hey, Coach Cabinus was mentioning Coach Frewster at Daniel, and I actually got to speak with him a couple of times in a couple of seasons past when he was just starting at Daniel and getting
right.
his feet under him. And he always impressed me. He's a really nice guy. He's
yeah.
a great guy to talk to. He'll take time to talk about Lions football anytime you want to,
right.
which
right.
is what you want
yeah.
your head coach.
Absolutely.
But, man, he's got them rolling over there.
It's going to be a good one. We'll
yeah.
get into that coming up next Friday. Well, this Friday now, as Chapman and Daniel, we saw that matchup coming, and it's going to happen. We come back on the other side. We're joined by Charles Wyatt, good friend of the show. He's a sideline reporter for the Gaffney Indians on the WZZQ broadcast. Charles will give us his thoughts on the Burns-Gaffney game last night. Gaffney advances to the next round over Burns, 35-21. You heard that game right here on ESPN Upstate. Charles Wyatt on the other side. This is the Saturday Morning Scramble powered by Founders Federal Credit Union.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Back with you on the Saturday Morning Scramble right here on ESPN Upstate. Cole Bryson, Jed Blackwell with you this morning. Glad that you have joined us right here on the program, powered by Founders Federal Credit Union. We're glad to be with you for these 2 hours. Last night, the Gaffney Indians ended the Burns Rebel season for the second year in a row. 35-21 Gaffney over Burns. We bring in our second guest of the program. He's a sideline reporter for the Gaffney Indians on WZZQ, Charles Wyatt. Charles, good to see you, or good to talk to you again, man. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, man. It's good to be with you. We just left each other just a couple hours ago.
It's like 4 hours ago I saw you.
I was listening to y'all.
Did you sleep at all?
I don't know if we did.
Did you go to bed, or did you just go straight? Did you go straight to studio? Did you go to bed at all last night?
Man, I'll be honest with you. Waking up this morning was tough.
I hear you. It was tough
on a few hours.
I'm going to tell y'all both before we get started. Alternately, y'all had the Dorman press box riveted last night. We were listening to that game. Y'all ran a little bit longer than the game I was at.
Yep.
And I got back to the press box from the field, and everybody's kind of huddled around phones listening to what's going on in yours.
Well, Charles, okay. Listen, man, when these two teams get together, you know it's going to be – you know something's going to go down. And last night, you know, I mean, as we get into this one, it's 35-21, but this is a Burns team that this season had struggled and really didn't have an identity on offense, Charles. And last night, an unbelievable first quarter. Gaffney finds themselves in the second quarter, and then all of a sudden in the fourth quarter, Burns makes it a game, has a drive where they can go down and tie it, but Gaffney prevailed last night with some huge plays by Andre Lindsay. Your thoughts now that you've had a few hours of sleep on it for the big win last night for Gaffney?
Yeah. First things first is this was Gaffney and Burns. I mean, we talked about it, you know, as we were signing off our segment last week after the Gaffney win, but this is what happens every time Gaffney and Burns gets together, and we tried to tell people all week long on our shows throughout the week that don't sleep on Burns. They've lost two in a row, but I'll tell people this, and I mean it sincerely. I'm glad that we Gaffney played Burns in a first round playoff game where Burns had only played four games, and not 11 games. And what
That's
I mean by
point.
That is, you can tell that Burns' offense is trying to find itself. Cole, I guarantee you, if that team had played 10 or 11 games, it would have found itself. It had some rhythm, and it could have been a whole different ball game last night. This is a weird season, and we all know that, but. I told Reggie before the game started, I said, I can't believe that you've played four, Gaffney's played five, and we're standing here in the first round of the playoffs. But it kind of built up to everything we thought it would, and Gaffney showed itself again. This is what Gaffney does. They start hot, they finish slow, or they kind of dip in the third quarter, and then they kind of pull things out. It's been like that all year long against Dorman, against Nation Ford, and again last night against Burns. But this Burns team, the future's bright. Like I said, don't sleep on Burns. They're going to be good.
You know, what a game it was last night. Just every quarter was its own game, Charles. That's the best way to put it. I mean, the first quarter was a defensive I think it was a slobber knocker in the first quarter defensively. It was so fun. I mean, that was a fun style of football. In your opinion, for Gaffney in that second quarter, Charles, what did Gaffney find that allowed them to go up 21-0 in that second quarter?
Confidence. That's what I think, and this is what I believe, and I said it on the air last night too. Gaffney's played five games; they're undefeated. They haven't dominated people by any stretch of the imagination. But Cole, they haven't played Burns. That's their arch rival. Gaffney hasn't played a first round or any round playoff game at home since 2017. And I'll be honest with you, I can't believe I'm saying this about Gaffney because it's a short season.
Right.
I think they were a little Friday Night Light starstruck last night in that first quarter. Big game, big crowd, you know, as big a crowd as you can have, vocal crowd on both sides, the biggest visitor crowd that Gaffney's had at the reservation all season long. I think Gaffney was nervous. I think the first quarter was my favorite quarter, like you did, because it was so much fun to watch.
It was
fun,
man.
But I think Gaffney finally settled down in the second quarter, got into a rhythm, and then Andre Lindsay, man, I mean, we say it every week. I mean, he's a game changer. I'd like to go back and look at the film and see how many of those passes he completed standing in the pocket versus rolling out. He makes plays. He makes stuff out of nothing. But I think the receivers got some confidence. Andre got some confidence. And that was the difference. But I think they were nervous early on. I really do. I think the Burns rolling out. What I say last week when we were talking on this same segment, nobody was excited about Blythewood running out of the visitors' locker room last week. And then, boy, the Burns Rebels rolled out last night, and everybody was excited. Gaffney was too. I think there was some nerves too.
You were talking about Lindsay, Charles, and I've seen most every quarterback in the area by this point, and there are some better in the pocket. There are none better on the run, and there's certainly no better combination athletes playing quarterback out there. What's he got to do? I know that T.L. Hannah's going to grind it out and try to run you in the ground and keep the ball and not let him have it. But what's he got to do with it next week to make you successful against Hannah?
I think he's got to do next week what he did this week. And last week he didn't look very good. I think he had a little rust. And again, I don't know that the team was that much motivated to play last week against Blythewood. But second round of the playoffs, T.L. Hannah. Gaffney's got a little history with T.L. Hannah. Those are always fun games. He's got to make plays with his feet. And he does it every week. I mean, like you said, there was one point in the fourth quarter where the game was, I think Gaffney might have already been up by two touchdowns, and he rolled out and made a play, and I'm standing there holding my little microphone, and I just remember thinking to myself, I'm sure going to miss this guy. This has been fun for 3 years.
Right.
And how do you replace that guy? I mean, how do you replace Patrick Mahomes if you're the Chiefs? You know, how do you
– Right.
That's kind of what you kind of see out there. He's just got to go out and do his thing and execute, and those wide receivers have got to catch balls. And back to, you know, the difference in the game last night was 200 yards difference in passing. Gaffney had almost 200 more yards. Burns dropped a lot of balls last night. That would have been big plays, Cole and Jed, or would have been touchdowns. If they correct that, then the stats are a lot different. Maybe the score's a lot different. But that's what Gaffney's got to do next week against T.O. Hannah. Andre's got to be on, and those wide receivers have got to be on. And we've seen them be great this season, and we've seen them struggle a little bit like they did against Blythewood.
Charles, I don't know where you were standing on the field, but I tell you, we said it on our broadcast, and I swear by it, what changed the game in that second quarter, and as soon as the play happened, Lane Fowler looked at me on air and said, that right there could give Gaffney the confidence they need and a little bit of boost, and it did. the fourth down fake punt to Noah McKinney,
oh, yeah,
where he came up. Yeah. I mean, Charles, you were on it. It was an inch short. That changed. Short, the game.
It did, and that's that Bullet kid from Gaffney who you know stayed in his position. And if you go back and watch it, or if you remember seeing it, he just squared him up. And those two guys, all those guys run so hard, and it was, what did you say, an unstoppable object and an immovable force. I mean, they just collided. Yeah. And it was, I think I said on the air when they brought it down to me, I think the difference was like 3 inches from what it looked like of whether or not he made. And you're right, that was a big momentum changer. But I said to people on the sidelines beside me, I was like, when you're Burns, you've lost two in a row, and you're the underdog at Gaffney, that was a gutsy call at midfield.
Right.
And I give him all the credit in the world. If it had worked, it would have been a game changer.
And I think you do it again. I think you, if you had to do it over, I think you're right, Charles.
Absolutely.
I think you absolutely do it again.
Absolutely. And I don't say that Gaffney saw it coming. I don't think any of us saw it coming. I think this Gaffney's defender was at the right place at the right time. But I think it kind of fooled all of us. I didn't expect that when you got a game that close and where they've been grinding and grinding and grinding to take that kind of risk at midfield. But by the same token, they kind of held Gaffney's offense at bay. So I think he felt confident that if he didn't get it, that maybe his defense could rise up and make the stop.
Charles Wyatt, before we let you go, Charles, listen, man, we've talked about it a lot. Gaffney, at times this season, they've kind of looked a little lackadaisical. Why? Well, Jed and I were talking about this earlier. In your opinion, as good as this football team is, do they lack a killer instinct? Do they lack an instinct to finish teams off and just to not blow everybody out? I know that's not going to happen in the teams in the competition they play. But when you have a team that is this good, like state championship good, do you feel like they lack a little bit of that killer instinct this year?
No, I don't think it's that. I don't think it's lacking the killer instinct. I think it's just a little bit of focus. I mean, I do think that Gaffney, and I think you and I talked about this on air a few weeks ago, maybe our first interview of the season. Gaffney's in this weird kind of region over there where you're playing teams you're not used to playing. You're playing Nation 4. I know that game went into overtime, but it was Nation 4. And they're playing Clover, and they're playing – and I think this has been kind of a weird little season for them. They're not used to what they get to do in the past, play Burns in the regular season, play Dorman. Now, we did play Dorman this year. But this has just been kind of weird, and that's why you always hear Dan Jones say, we always step it up in the playoffs. I think they will. I think they did last night. I think they just played a good team last night. If it was a different scenario, a different team, things might have worked out a little bit different. But, no, I think they've got that focus. They're a hungry bunch of kids. You know, Gaffney hadn't won a state championship since 2012, and that's a long gap. That's the longest gap we've had in a long, long time. I think this team knows that this is kind of Gaffney's shot. You know, we talked about that last week, right, that they're senior-laden. I think they think they've got a shot. I think it's going to be interesting next week against T.L. Hanna, as Jed was alluding to. They just like to line it up and grind it, and it's going to be interesting to see how Gaffney can handle that. But the difference is, if Gaffney jumps on them 21-0 like they did Burns, it's over.
Absolutely, can't catch up.
Hanna can't catch up. We knew Burns could catch up at any time. And I told you, man, if Burns' receivers would have caught some of those balls, they would have caught up maybe early in the third. Gaffney's key next week is two things, and it's almost every high school football game, but they got to jump on T.L. Hanna early and take away their confidence, because if they let T.L. Hanna think they can win – then it might be a long ball game, because Gaffney's not real good about grinding the clock out. They score quick. They get good field position, so that leads to not having the ball very much. So they got to keep T.L. Hanna's offense over there on the sidelines.
Absolutely. That's Charles Wyatt, good friend of the show. Hey, Charles, best of luck, and we appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again soon, man.
Hey, you coming over next week? Going to come
listen, that's a tough battle. I mean, you have Chapman Daniel. I mean, I have to decide, but I mean, how do you pick against Chapman Daniel next Friday?
Because we're your favorite radio fans. You actually helped us load up equipment last night.
That is
so
true.
I'm saving
all right,
you. Cole's handing us briefcases. We appreciate it.
Hey, listen, you're right. You have a good point. You won my you answered my question correctly. Thanks, Charles.
Come over and bring Jed with you.
Absolutely. Right. We appreciate it. That's Charles Wyatt, sideline reporter for the Gaffney Indians. A good win last night for Gaffney. And it was a interesting game, Jed. We'll get more into the Burns-Gaffney game a little bit more. We have a lot of games to get into. Brackets for next week, a ton coming up. Before we hit a break, I want to let you know, if you were a game last night or you have a question, want to talk about a game next Friday, you can do that. Call into the show. The phone lines are open, 844-GSP-ESPN. That's 844-GSP-ESPN. On the other side, we'll take your calls. Saturday morning scramble powered by Founders Federal Credit Union. We're back with you. Final segment of hour number one. Coming up on the program, a lot to get to, a lot of guests coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We still, let's see. We'll talk to Thomas Ryan, actually, in just a few minutes. Thomas Ryan, you know him as the head basketball coach at the Norman Cavaliers, but he serves as the radio color commentator on the broadcast. We'll talk to him at 9 o'clock, talk about Dorman, a game Jed was at. Thomas Ryan, obviously, there as well. And then at 9:30, Jed, a little Chesney perspective coming up on the show.
Yep. Michael Smith, one of our freelance writers, he has seen the Eagles 3 or 4 times now and has a pretty good idea of the things they like to do and the things they're good at.
Well, speaking of the Eagles, you and I last week sitting right here said, you know, Chesney's really good, really, really good, but Woodruff got him the week before. And we both said on the air, I think we nailed it, this game was going to be super, super close.
Right.
And it was a 2-point game. I know a lot of people out there said, oh, that's going to be a blowout. Chet,
no.
You're crazy. You're absolutely crazy. No. We saw this coming. Chesney 14-12 over Newberry. And Chesney Jed went for it. And Michael will talk about this, I'm sure, at 9 o'clock. Chesney went for it on fourth down late in the game in their own territory. Got it. And then ran the clock out.
As big a play as that, Corey C. blocked the extra point when Newberry scored to cut it to 14-6. Corey C. blocked the extra point, which in turn made the Bulldogs go for two.
Didn't get it.
The next time they got it, they scored and didn't get it.
So that's why they had 12.
Yeah.
So how big is that extra point? I mean,
huge.
You potentially looking for the 14-14 game.
And that's a senior. That's a senior out there showing some senior leadership and breaking through. They said they worked on it in practice, and he made the play.
Wow.
And, it worked out for the
Eagles.
That's
a huge win. Let's keep it in that same classification, Jed. Woodruff, tell me if I'm wrong on this. Woodruff may be the hottest team in the area right now. A 34-13 win over Palmetto. Is there anybody playing better other than Chapman? Then the Woodruff Wolverines, they're rolling.
That was one of my takeaways. We do 5 takeaways after every game,
right?
For Saturday morning's paper the website.
Yeah,
and that was one of my takeaways is that Woodruff's going to be a tough out. The past couple of games, Carson Tucker to Zach Scott has been what Woodruff's been all about. They're throwing it all over the place. Those two have hooked up. They're putting up video game numbers.
Yeah.
And last night, they had a nice little night. Scott had 2 touchdowns. I think Tucker threw for 100, 110, somewhere in
right.
there. Woodruff rushed for 358 yards last night. Shamar Dendy had 50 of it, a little bit more.
Wow. That'll get it done.
Yeah.
So that'll do it.
Pick your poison. And I'm telling you, Woodruff is in a favorable bracket.
Huge.
There's nothing about Wren scares me.
And, hey, here's the even bigger thing. Fairfield Central lost.
Yeah, to Wren. And nothing about Wren is frightening. Yeah, they're the defending state champions. They lost almost as much as Chapman lost last year.
And Woodruff's got to feel like, man, if we can get past Wren and get that winner of Daniel Chapman, that's going to be tough for Woodruff.
Well,
nobody
the winner
it.
Of Daniel Chapman.
No,
but
nobody wants it, but I'm telling you what, the way Woodruff's playing, they are playing impressive. T.L. Hanajed squeaked one out with Ridgeview last night, 28-20. So T.L. Hanna will now go to Gaffney. Yeah. That's a big win for T.L. Hanna.
I don't know how much you can watch, and I'm using that in quotation marks because obviously I can't either. I don't know how much you can watch games as you're working.
Right.
I have the luxury of doing a little bit more than you do.
Uh-huh.
Ridgeview led most of that game.
Did they really?
Yeah. Ridgeview was on top a lot of the way.
Southside Christian in 1A rolled 50-6 over C.A. Johnson. I tell you what surprised me, and Jed, I said it first segment. Irmo 43, yeah. Westside 35.
That surprises everybody. And, you know, at this point, exiting the playoffs before people feel like he's supposed to, you got to wonder if it's in Scott Early's mind right now.
I know.
Because that Westside team's better than Irmo.
A lot better.
But, as I tell people all the time, it doesn't matter who's better. It matters who's better tonight. And last night, Irmo was better.
They were. And I tell you what, they've got a lot of those guys they've got are juniors. So they'll be good again next year. But, man, you're right. I mean, Scott Early, for some reason, he just
And he didn't, you know what? He didn't play a down. He didn't play a snap.
That's
he
right.
didn't throw a pass. He didn't.
Right.
He didn't. I don't know if they fumbled or not, but he didn't fumble. He didn't miss a tackle.
Right.
It's easy to blame the head guy. And,
right.
you know, it's probably – but it's just uncanny in that they frequently don't do as well as they're expected
right.
to do in the playoffs.
Another score, Wren. We talked about Fairfield Central. Wren 28-26 over Fairfield Central. Gaffney over Burns last night, 35-21. Let's end this segment with Gaffney, Jed, and obviously defeating Burns last night. Burns played them well, but Gaffney's a team – and I said this last night off the air talking to Charles and those guys. Andre's as special as a talent in the state. I'm not saying he's the best quarterback in the state or the most proficient quarterback in the state, but, Jed, as far as special talent in the state, Andre Lindsay's at the top of that list. He's phenomenal.
And he's a winner.
He
on
is.
Top of that.
And, you know, we were talking about it last night. He's been in this program for 3 years. He has seen losses. He's had his season come to an end. And all of a sudden now, his senior year, he is showing out. I mean, his arm, he has the biggest cannon of an arm.
He can fling it.
He can absolutely.
And it's what Charles was talking about a while ago. It's not just how accurate he is and how far he can throw it. It's that he's that accurate on the move, too.
Yeah.
When the pocket breaks. And in high school, quite frankly, the pocket is going to break down. When the pocket breaks down, there's not a better guy.
Nope.
Zay Foster might be a little bit better with his legs when the pocket breaks down. There's not a better guy on the move in the area than Andre Lindsay, maybe not in the state.
I agree. So Gaffney, T.L. Hanna's huge, Dorman will play Northwestern. We are looking at a potential clash rematch of the Upper State Championship from last year between Dorman and Gaffney. That would be huge. We're looking that way again. They have to get past Northwestern and T.L. Hanna first. Northwestern beat Hillcrest last night 51-21. This Northwestern team is playing a lot better. Greenwood fell last night to South Point, 34-31. And Camden with a big win, 52-44 over Brooklyn Casey. We will keep it rolling in hour number two. We'll talk to Thomas Ryan. He's the color commentator for Dorman football on the other side. This is ESPN Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.